Good afternoon. My name is Adam Finestone. I'm the city planner here with the City of Escondido. I'm serving as the zoning administrator for today's hearing. I believe we've got three items on the agenda here. One is a conditional use permit, and one's a variance, and one's a modification to a precise plan. I assume that we've got applicants representing each of the projects here. So with that, let's get started. The first item is conditional use permit case number PL220409 over at 401 East Grand Avenue. Ivan, can you give us a quick 30 seconds on what the project is?
Yeah, of course. The applicant is requesting a minor conditional use permit in accordance with section 33-764 of the Escondido Zoning Code. This allows an applicant to waive up to less than 75% of the off-street parking required for the types of use on the site. It is a multi-tenant site. And just for the record, the staff report did state that there was 11 off-street parking spaces, but there's 9. Due to a recent building permit that they applied for, they had to make ADA changes and trash enclosure, and so I just want to make that clear for the record. And the applicant provided a case parking study to show that there would be enough adequate parking in the area to support any future uses on the site. And just to note that it is across the street from the vehicle parking district number 1, which would waive all parking requirements if it were located across the street.
Okay, great. All right, and who is here representing that project?
I'm Andy Crockerties, I'm an architect.
Okay.
We have our parking consultant, the owner's rep here, and we're just here to answer any questions.
Okay.
Our goal is basically, it's a prime corner next to Palomar Heights and trying to connect the fabric.
Yep.
On East Grand.
Awesome. Cool. So before you guys leave, if you can give your names to our admin team here so they can make sure we've got that for the record. Have you had a chance to read the staff report conditions on the resolution, etc.?
Yeah, we did. There was a few questions we had regarding some of the permit expiration and the conditional use permit. I think it's boilerplate language, but we weren't sure how
it is
exactly applied.
It is, but I want you to understand and be aware of what that is before we make a determination here.
Okay.
So is it something specific? I mean, really, it's you have to get the... You get your permit to do whatever it is that you're doing, in this case, allowing less parking on site.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is something that is not, you don't have to have any permits or anything else to do. I don't see anything of, I know the language says something to the effect of, it's null and void if not utilized within
exactly
12 months.
That's what we're right.
Yeah. So that wouldn't be anything that would be problematic here. It would be if you were, let's say, putting a church into a building that requires a CUP, and you get the CUP and don't do any of the improvements, that's the kind of thing where you would have that potential expiration issue. But in this instance, yeah.
Does that answer your question, Tim?
I think so. I mean, we have a couple of uses coming in. One's a dance studio, one might be a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So just within that 3-year window of time, they just come in, they're going to do a TI and
mm-hmm.
a separate building permit application for
mm-hmm.
their TIs.
Correct.
So within that 3-year
the timing on it, unless, is there anything in the staff report or in the resolution that identifies a sunset on this island?
No, with the exception of the permit expiration standard boilerplate.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if there's an issue that is encountered when someone comes in with a tenant improvement request, you can provide them with the resolution to show back to us, because I can't guarantee Ivan's going to be the one that we'll be looking at, And so myself and Ivan, Jay, are aware, but others in our department aren't necessarily. So that resolution will be your support there.
Right.
So. All right. Any other questions? Okay.
Right.
And is there anyone else here to speak to this item? Doesn't look like it. All right. So acting as zoning administrator for the City of Escondido, I hereby approve conditional use permit case number PL22-0409 for the parking reduction over at 401 East Grand. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Moving on, next item is a variance, case number PL220533 at Escondido United Reformed Church.
Jay.
Yes, this is a request to allow deviation from the zoning code to provide security fencing along an existing Calvin church facility, and also includes the adjacent school facility. Since they are within a residential zone, and it's a non-residential use, and the parking lots and playfields are already constructed, conformance with the setback would generate some issues with ability to utilize the parking spaces and the field efficiently. So they're requesting a variance to allow a 6-foot high fence, decorative metal fence within the setback. It will still provide appropriate site distance at driveways, areas for landscaping in front of the fence. And this is consistently has been allowed for public and private schools throughout the city. So staff is recommending approval of that. I haven't heard any issues from any of the neighbors on this item.
Great, got it. All right, and you guys represent
the applicant?
Okay, your names?
Brent Cooper.
And
Kevin Tucker.
Great, all right, so yeah, make sure we get that. I mean, those are two easier ones to spell and remember, I think, so I think we're good there, but make sure our admin team has your names prior to leaving. So did you have a chance to read the resolution staff report?
No problem.
All right, very good. Anyone else have any comments on this item? Doesn't look like it. All right. So as zoning administrator for City of Escondido, I hereby approve variance planning case number PL 220533 for the fence height or the fence installation, 1864 North Broadway. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Maybe just get their names for admin too.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Great. All right.
Item three is a non-public. I'm sorry.
I'll give it a quick introduction.
All right.
Thank you. So the third item before us tonight, or tonight, today, is the precise plan for the Valero to install a car wash facility or to modify that, right?
Correct. This item is a non-hearing item. Effectively, the zoning administrator is acting more in capacity of a design review board for this. The Massey Auto Group has acquired a facility. It already is in a gas station car wash. It used to be a repair facility for Lubin Tune. They are modifying it, the facility, to change it from full service to self-service car wash, doing some upgrade improvements to help stormwater, putting a roof over the car wash bays, and installing, I believe it is 14 self-service vacuum bays and some other minor modifications. Staff believes it's a good upgrade for the facility and is recommending approval as conditioned, and we have not heard of any concerns from any surrounding businesses regarding this. So therefore, staff is recommending approval.
All right, great. And you gentlemen are representing the applicant?
Yep. Yes.
Your more name? Of an owner, I'm an architect.
And your names?
Mike?
Go ahead.
Daryl Davis with CCBG Architects.
Okay. Kevin McCoy.
Great. All right, you've had a chance to read the staff report, the resolution, conditions, etc.
Yes.
All right, any questions?
The only question I had, there's, I think over time, some of the trees that were initially required when it was first became a car wash before our time have gone, but we are proposing to plant some new trees back. I think the conditions were talked about irrigation and planting plans, and I don't know if it was boilerplate.
It is. It is boilerplate.
Planning staff's been working favorably with us, so I don't know if we need to get to that level of detail to plant a few more trees back in.
Right, you will just include that within your grading design.
Okay.
It won't be included with your building.
Okay.
And we'll work with you. I probably in that don't need a full blown
irrigation
system. You'll be modifying with your grading design as necessary.
Okay.
To keep that one simple.
Okay.
I mean, it's a minimal amount of air.
We know we can put a tree plant in state, so it's staked and it lasts and stuff. We can throw a detail like that on there, but just wanted to make sure we didn't get out of control.
I don't think you hit the threshold of what's required.
They don't want to pay me to do a full irrigation plant.
You were looking for me to say, yes, you do need that?
No, I got enough complications in my life.
All right. Seeing as there's no one else in the room here to make any comments on this, As the zoning administrator for the city of Escondido, I hereby approve the modification to the precise plan, planning case PL 220390 for the vacuum bays self-service car wash at 1400 Auto Parkway.
Thank you.
And
thank
you. That concludes our meeting, and we are now adjourned. Thank you.